to have drafted Chance Wormack with the 10th pick in the first round. He's a player that we had a great consensus on, all liked, and have put a lot of work into this offseason. So very happy to have him as a new Titan.
What in particular do you think he does that you need right now?
Well, I just think it's his physical style of play, his power. These guys can talk about it a little bit, but the right guard position, that's what it calls for, and he fits that mold.
You didn't have to make a decision. Would you pick Womack over Cooper if the two would have
been
there?
No, Chance was our guy all along.
Were the defensive tackles tempting, and were you surprised to see them there?
As time went on, probably not really surprised, and we pretty much got the guy we were looking to get.
If the two Hall of Fame offensive linemen could tell us what sets this guy apart, who's he compared to that you played with, have played against, have seen?
Well, for us, both Bruce and I, obviously we met him at the combine, and then we went down to Alabama at the campus and worked him out. So we got a chance to spend a lot of time with him and work him out, and for about an hour and a half or so, we wore him out pretty good, and then we watched a lot of tape together, so we spent an afternoon, which I think really made us feel very comfortable with him. And like Rustin said, he's just, you don't see, even in the NFL, you don't see the kind of power he has, the way he moves the line of scrimmage. To me, he's the complete package. I mean, he loves the game. He has a passion for it. You know, spending time with Bruce and I, he loved hearing the stories of linemen in the past and talking about the history of the game. And for a young guy, that's rare. I mean, that's interested in those type of things. So obviously, we all hit it off pretty well. And I mean, obviously, his great size, he played against some great football players during his time in Alabama, played well in the big games, knows how to win, he enjoys the game. So it's all those things, the power he has at the line of scrimmage, we felt was something I haven't seen in a long time on film, the way he moves the pile, and he enjoys, like I said, the game. He wants to get better. I think he feels, we were all excited thinking we could, help him get a lot better than he is. Obviously, when he comes in the league, he'll get stronger, all those things, but just really excited it worked out this way. We talked about being more physical as a football team. This is a physical guy. That's what it's all about. And it starts up front in games. We know that. And you saw us go out and do Levitre, and we signed some other guys in free agency, and now we draft Chance. So I think everyone knows what we're trying to do. So real excited about the pick.
How much does it of a bearing did it have knowing that you've got to go against a guy like J.J. Watt on the interior twice a year and having a guy like Womack now to combat that?
Well, you look at your division all the time. I mean, we have to win our division. So, yeah, you look at things like that. You have to have answers for different people at different positions. But, that's part of it. I mean, we feel there's no doubt at the right guard. He's a guy that can, match up well against anybody. And that's a great football player. That's something he can worry about in the future. But, that's a long time to have to worry about that. But definitely, you want to build something strong up front. We know the type of teams we have to beat and contend with. So there's a certain type of guard we were looking for. And it was real obvious that he was the guy that we thought could match up against those type of players.
Bruce, how much did you work with him? Did you attend maybe a workout for him in addition to maybe seeing the combine and visiting here? What did you like about it?
Yeah, myself, Munch, and Arthur Smith, we made and visited a bunch of guys throughout the spring here. And actually, Chance was the last guy. And it worked out perfectly. And really, for me, I go in very skeptical on linemen that I've heard about, because typically they're a product of the team they play on. Alabama having such a great tradition on such a hot streak that you kind of think, well, they got a bunch of other guys on the team that's pumping him up. And so I went in very skeptical, wanting to shoot him down at every turn. And really, I think what sold me on him was every time I was with him, I got excited about the opportunity to watch him play and coach him. And I echo everything Munch says. He has the demeanor and the mindset, and he plays the style that we're looking for and what we want to accomplish up front. And again, like I said, even today, just to confirm it, I went back and looked at the tape again. And very confident that he has a great opportunity to be a real good player in this league for a long time.
During the stretch, were there times, obviously, well, you were offensive line coach, there were a lot of times where this team thought, we don't have to invest in top guys because Munch can develop them. And you did it with the tackles, maybe Bruce being the lone exception of a value pick. Did you guys for too long maybe presume that that formula could continue to, and that you could continue to develop guys like that, two Hall of Fame coaches, will make something work? Obviously, now you spent multi-million dollars on Andy and that number 10 pick on Chance. It's obviously a change in thinking.
Well, I think what caught up to us a little bit was just guys got hurt. Last year, we didn't expect that many injuries. I think we had the most guys, the most changes in the offensive line anyone in the league last year. So that obviously doesn't happen very often. So the last couple of years, really injuries hurt our development in our offensive line, and we thought we can get through to this year. Last year during the draft, we were trying to make, you know, you're trying to draft the best guy available. I think that's what happened. We felt comfortable with the guys we had, but unfortunately they all got hurt, especially all inside guys, so it made things a lot worse than they were. So I think that's what we all got together in the season, and with Rustin and myself, our staffs, and just, you know, decided where the need was, and obviously it was there, and we knew you can't fix it all in one spot just by drafting. So it was, you know, we knew free agency would be a big part of it, which it was, and we feel we did a great job there by adding three guys there. And then the draft was, again, if the board fell right, we thought this was a guy we couldn't pass on, and there he was, and so it worked out real well for us. So I don't think we drafted a lineman in 20 years, I think, in the first round or something like that, since Hopkins, maybe. Through the last first round. It's been a while, but anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, we're just excited. I mean, when you can put a great player on your team, and it happens to be a guy up front, an offensive lineman, obviously, like Bruce, and hopefully he can play somewhere in between 12 and 19 years, and we got someone special. So we feel he's that kind of guy just because he loves the game. The guy loves to play. He loves to compete, and that's what's contagious. And when all of you meet him, I think that's what you're gonna take from conversation with him. He loves what he does. He loves to play. He's been successful at what he does. He's worked very hard to get what he's accomplished at Alabama, and we see that kind of you know, being contagious to our group and our offensive line. And I think you'll see a whole different demeanor and how our guys play this year.
Anybody tell you what CJ tweeted?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah, I've heard he'd be excited. I mean, any running back should be when you're addressing, you know, the offensive line and the quarterback. I mean, I think Jake's going to be thrilled also because this just allows you to do more things.
What did Chance say when you talked to him on the phone?
He's excited. I mean, I think he was, we kind of make laugh about it because I think he thought he wanted to be a Titan the whole time. I don't think he held back his feelings on that. He just didn't realize he had to go through the draft process. We couldn't sign 11 and 10 or anything with him. So we just knew it was a good match. It's one of those things that just everyone hits it off for a lot of reasons, and it just was a good fit. And we didn't know if it would work out or not. Obviously, it did, but he's real excited. He can't wait to get here tomorrow. Obviously, he's in New York. Told him to enjoy himself, and I told him we'd take it easy on the running tomorrow.
Tim, you remind anybody all your years in the league when you watch more Mac, or what do you think?
You know, it's just so rare to get a power dominant type of guard. You know, when Seattle we had Hutch. Obviously, there's been those kind of guys in the league, and they've been a real impact type player for their teams because it allows you to do everything you want to do. It opens up the whole playbook. So he was rare. Obviously, the best lineman that I saw in my area. Not only for what you see on the tape, for his power and his ability to on the move hit and, you know, open up the running game, but just his character. All the guys at Alabama would talk to us about his influence on the team and how hard he worked. And, you know, you rarely hear a guy work so hard in the film room, really studying the game, trying to get better. And so that was a big plus. I was able to communicate that with the guys. So everybody got, you know, it was a total team effort here. Everybody, every step of the way, somebody did something different to add to the piece of the puzzle. And this is the culmination, happened today.
In terms of, you know, no guard has been drafted in the first round, I think, in 15, 16 years, mm-hmm. and two go in the top 10 picks. Is it because that those guys are special players, or is it because that maybe there's a value that's been found in guards that maybe wasn't there, you know, a few years back?
Well, I think probably one thing is the strength of this draft was, especially the first round, was the offensive line. And it wasn't where quarterback, it wasn't receiver, running back, it was the offensive line. And when you're up there and you're picking in the top 10, you want to get the best player you can get. All those players were solid guys with no real issues, which helped the situation. But, you know, this was an offensive line draft. And that's pretty obvious, and there'll be more to come. I mean, there's some good players in the second round, third round, that'll end up being good NFL offensive linemen.
Jets have lost some guards. Did you give any thought to getting them? Were you sweating them? Did you take any calls or make any calls about?
We didn't get any calls, and we were okay.
With the having got to move the big offensive lineman here in the first round, do you naturally tend to look ahead to tomorrow as more making a splash defensively at this point, or?
No, well, we're gonna take a look, and you know the thing about the second round is you never know who's gonna drop. You know, who drops out of that? The guy you think might be a first round type player that drops, especially when you're picking in the upper part of the second round. I always feel like the second round's a great value if you're picking in the upper part of it. And I think as much as anything, like that's as good a round to trade up in if you're down low in the second round as the first round is, because there's some good players that just happen to drop out and they might have first round type talent. So we'll see what happens as the rest of this draft goes.
Did everybody use the word power? I mean, is he just stronger than most guys? Is it a product of his technique? Or?
It's a lot of things, but he can explode with his hips and he can get in and get movement versus bigger people. You know, they played the game against Georgia. He played against so many good defensive linemen that were strong and stout, and we didn't see a lot of guys moving those guys. But when you watch Chance, he was able to get movement. He was able to seal run lanes. That kind of power. It's the power to anchor. It's the power to explode and get movement versus bigger people, which is something we always look at. You know, so it just sets him apart from the normal offensive lineman that you tend to look at. And that's what got our attention. And then it's aggression. You know, the aggression and the want to and the sustain to finish the block. Coaches always talk about finish. Right. This guy's got finish. It's a big thing. It seems simple, but it's a big deal. And so when you see it in the combination of what he has, I think it's a rare trade.
When you guys worked him out, you may have talked among each other. How does he compare to you guys when you were his age?
He's a lot bigger. He's a lot bigger than both of us were at that time, I think, when we came out. But because we had Fluker with us, the two of them, we worked both of them out at the same time. And those guys were so competitive. That's what made it fun. Those guys are such good friends, kind of like Bruce and I. So it's kind of watching the same thing happen. These guys are trying to outdo each other in the workout when we're teaching them drills, and we're telling stories in between it, and they're competing, and they're sweating. It just was one of those fun workouts. I mean, like I said, we were probably out there 90 minutes with them, and I think they just got drafted back-to-back. So, I mean, it's just kind of an interesting relationship they have and how competitive they were. And they had had their pro day, I think, a couple of days earlier, and we asked them if they wouldn't mind us coming down so we could spend more private time with them, and I think we're one of the few guys who were able to spend time with them. And we worked, and they worked out as long as we wanted. I mean, it was an hour, and like I said, it was a good 90-minute workout. And I think Bruce and I walked off then feeling like this guy could be real special for a lot of reasons. And then we watched tape with him and had him on the board and did all the things and watched their tape, watched Titan stuff, and just got a great feel for how he learns and what's important to him. And he wants to learn. I mean, he was picking our brains for, like, he wants to learn all this, the game within the game, all the little stuff, the tricks of the trade. And he already had a couple of shows on tape that he was doing. And just as interesting to hear his perspective, and I think that's what kind of helped sell us, get the whole thing was there, not just what we saw on tape. And we knew he'd adjust very quickly to what we're doing, because their offense is a pro-type offense. They do a lot of the same things that we do, a lot of the same protections we do. So there's a lot of similarity for him in what we do and what's expected of him. So I think a lot of those things made it easier for his transition to what we're going to ask him to do. And if the guy's, you know, already plays square, he's big, he moves well. You know, it kind of reminds me, like, he's just, his technique is pretty solid to where you just don't see him getting beat very often. You know, he'll have things to learn, obviously. He's going to play against some great football players, but that's a challenge that Bruce and I will enjoy doing, is working with a guy like him.
Is he your starting right guard right now?
Well, I mean, we're not sitting here naming starters. We're exactly happy he's here, and, of course, we assume he's going to come in here and play right guard. But, I mean, we'll go through the process of getting – I mean, Roos didn't start for a week, I think, when he came here. So it took us a week, I think, to officially put him there. But obviously we drafted him because we know he's ready to play.
Hopkins was suspended
No, the first week. When I came to camp, as a coach, I didn't put him in the starting group for about – I waited about four practices and thought, no, I just got to move him in there. This isn't – he looks so much better than everybody else. So we made the switch real quick. And, yeah, he did play right tackle that game, the first game, and then left, yeah. Or left and right or whatever it was, yeah.
Russell, what are some of the deepest positions as you look ahead that are still left?
Well, I mean, I think offensive line is still deep. I think it's still good. I think the defensive backfield is strong, whether it's corners or safeties. I think those are probably, in my mind, the two deepest. that are left on the board. There's some good receivers and things like that, but I would say those are the two deepest.
But defensive tackle, is that the still a position that's got some depth?
It's got pretty good depth. I mean, there have been better years, to be honest with you. But there's still some good players on the board.
Maybe one or two more. I'm going to get them back.
Are you through for the night, or are you possibly you trade back in?
Why, you want to go home? No, I don't. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I wouldn't expect anything, but we'll see.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Tom.